you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, January 23rd, 2019. Woohoo! I am excited about this program. I'm totally energized. We have a special guest in the studio along with my Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday co-host, Marianne Simpkins, joining me again. And we're going to introduce our special guests in just a minute. But if you missed Monday or Tuesday's edition of Mark and Friends, we are again continuing our launching into Memorization Mondays.
Yeah.
And Marianne, who's also equally excited about doing it along with all of us, is going to be joining me on future Mondays. She's going to be reading some of the book, 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart. And I'm trying to schedule some other special guests that will be joining us that have a real heart for scripture memory and knowing God's word and so forth. So that'll happen on future Memorization Mondays. And then hopefully, Lord willing, February 4th, which is the first Monday in February, we may start our first scripture memory verse all together.
Oh,
so
I'm
we'll
excited.
See if we have all the readings done by then, setting up the case why it's important to know Scripture. And, yeah, the groundwork to have Scripture on your heart and mind. And on Tuesday, you heard us talk about Memories of an African Son, which we have additional copies available for you to come here and buy for $15, because you're going to be coming here anyways to pick up 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart. Those
are
$10.
We're turning into booksellers.
Yeah, booksellers here. So, yeah, I sent out my first email announcement for all those that signed up online about Memorization Mondays. We're going to plan some kind of potluck in the days ahead. I'm working with the Navigators to get scripture memory packets so people can use those. I ordered some online. I think you get a 5-pack for $5.99 or something. Yeah. I'm trying to get a bulk discount or see if the Navigators will send me like 100 of them or something. We'll see.
I like having those cards to carry around. You made your own.
Yep. Oh, I don't have it with me right now. But
Well, I won't get us off on the potluck. I promise.
Yeah. So anyways, Monday, Memorization Mondays. If you missed it, you can tune in at greatnewsradio.org. Yesterday, we read another chapter out of Memories of an African Son. And then today we have a special guest, and it was kind of neat. I'll tell you a little story before we formally announce him. But Dwayne Berkey, great friend, godly man. He lives right across from the tower. He's volunteered, I don't know, 6, 9, 10, 12 years, many years with the radio ministry. He's the closest house to the radio tower in the Fisher Foosland area. And one day, I don't know if it was Max Norman or Daryl Stalter or Pete Springer, got him connected with the radio ministry. And he serves, I don't know, probably 4 or 5 days a week. He goes out to the radio tower. He does a little engineering and gets some programs all set up. And he's the closest house to the tower. I mean,
so
we couldn't have handpicked a better person to volunteer.
It's just kind of a moral of that story is if you want Mark to ask you to do something, build your house close to anything he's doing.
Yes. Or just show up and I'll immediately assign you a task.
Well, assign you.
And what's nice when we've been off the air or it's 10:30 at night and there's snow on the dish, who do I call? Dwayne Berkey. He's there in like 37 seconds.
He's been so faithful, it sounds
oh,
like.
Oh, he's done. I've called him from Israel.
Oh, wow.
Hey, can you do this? Can you program this?
That's what everybody wants, a call from Israel. Yeah. Go get some snow off the
especially
tower.
At like 2 in the morning. And then he comes here now and does two. Anyways, he's been involved with the radio ministry for many years. Well, I don't know, maybe 3 weeks back or a month or so back, he was like, I know you know Richard Berkey. He's my cousin. And you certainly knew. Let's see. So your mom, Richard, was Dorothy.
Dorothy Berkey.
So Dorothy to Dwayne is, what is Dorothy to Dwayne?
His aunt?
His great aunt.
His aunt.
Just his aunt.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right, because Dwayne's no young chicken either. He's a senior saint, too.
Well, we got Richard Berkey right here.
Who's a real senior saint.
He looks kind of young and with it to me.
Oh, yeah, and you'll be 80 this November.
Well, we won't talk about 80. It's just 79.
Yeah, okay. 79 and holding. Well, so Dwayne, who's helped out with the radio ministry for a lot of years and knows what we've been doing with the Prime Lifetimes paper and everything, he says, you know, Richard asked me about the Prime Lifetimes. He reads reads it. He enjoys it. And he says, do I need any sales help? And I'm like, what? And he goes, he's done sales his whole life. He knows everyone. He's been all over the area. If you need somebody, I would highly recommend it. So I said, what's his number right away? So about 2 or 3 weeks ago, you and I started our texting and going back and forth. I think you were on vacation for a little while.
Right.
But you're back in the area. We had some training. I think you attended a week and a half ago or 2 weeks ago one of our meetings. And then last Friday we met up and talked some more, had lunch together. And you're now a part of our sales team in
Great.
The Hoopston, the northern corner into Indiana, trying to work up some sales, letting people know how valuable this paper is and the readership. And so you're on our sales team now.
Great.
In fact, come March, I think you'll be officially in the paper where we'll have your name as an account representative. And so welcome to the team.
You've been out there helping place the paper.
Yeah, you've been getting, I think you got a CVS and some other locations carrying our paper. And so I want to formally introduce our latest account representative, Richard Berkey, who lives in Hoopston, Illinois.
Hoopston, Illinois, that's correct.
The great town of Hoopston. And
formerly from Gibson City, 43 years, and now 21 years at Rossville, and now 10 years at Hoopston. So we're...
I guess when you're 79, you can put in like this many years in these areas.
Well, you know the area, don't you?
And yes, you sell cars. You still have your fingers in a number of different things, helping out. You're still active in sales.
I enjoy being busy.
Yeah, that's making great. Deliveries. He's taken over some of Bob Dickey's territory and delivering papers and working the sales end of it and attending our meetings and just a gift to this radio ministry. You have a Christian testimony for many years. You're in a Bible-believing church now. And one of the first things I appreciate about you is you declared, you know, our pastor preaches God's word.
Right.
Where is that church? What church?
First Baptist Church at Hoopston.
Uh-huh.
Well, Pastor Adam Talbert, if you don't have a church, you're in that area and just looking for a place to go on Sunday morning, don't sit at home. Come and see us, okay?
That's great.
First Baptist Church.
And you said he's a young buck. He has like three younger children.
Right. A boy and two girls and a wife. All five of them sing as a family group. And,
that's fun.
Just have a great time.
What's his name again?
Adam Talbert.
Talbert. All right.
Okay. And that's the First Baptist Church in Hoopston?
Right.
All right. Okay. Yeah. And your legacy there, isn't that where you met Ruby, your wife?
Oh, that's right. Yes.
You know,
you guys kind of sing, too, or play instruments.
Yeah, your first date together, wasn't it? There was music in the air, and literally you sang together.
That was a fun conversation.
We went out to eat and came back to Ruby's house, and I knew she sang in the choir, and
caught your eye.
That really caught my eye, that's right. And she was a very neat person, and after 9 years of marriage, I do appreciate her very much. She played me a couple songs on the piano, which I enjoyed. I heard her sing a couple songs to me. I said, by the way, would you care if we sang a duet? So on our first date, we sang a duet together.
I love it.
But I have to say this, you know, I read this and it's kind of cute. Housework can't kill you, but why take a chance? That's why I have Ruby. So.
Oh, that's, no.
I would have to take that chance.
Yeah,
oh, that's
good.
Funny.
Well, she sounds like a great helpmeet, and I think God even orchestrated that. Didn't he have your cars next to each other that second or third time you attended that church and saw her in the choir and thought, oh, that's a special lady? And as you were walking out after glad-handing the pastor and saying, you know, good sermon, you walked and, like, your cars were right next to each other.
Right next to each other.
That's great.
We just happened to walk across the street together.
That's great. So what's that word mean, glad-handing? What's that?
That's like what all the politicians do, like hello, introduce yourself. They're glad-handing.
I think
they hand you their hand. They extend their hand, and then they're glad to see you.
I think they're
glad-handing.
I
don't know.
That's cool.
We'll get Rob. He'll
find
that one for
you. You read that joke right out of this paper.
I did.
Yeah, and you've been reading this paper for a number of years, which makes you a great fit to say, hey, it's a great paper, great content, and to get advertisers.
Well, the best thing about it is the daily paper, they'll glance through it and throw it in the wastebasket. this paper you'll leave lay on the stand beside the chair, and you'll pick it up and read an article or two tonight, and throughout the month you'll read an article or two different times, and before the month's gone you want to read the entire paper. It's a great paper.
Yeah. Well, you're a great one to help us promote it, and maybe you're tuned in and you live in and around the Hoopston area, for that matter, anywhere. Richard's on our team now, and he'd love to talk to you how we can make it worthwhile for you to advertise. And what we appreciate about our advertisers is then we're able to offer this paper free of charge in over 200 area locations. Yeah, with Richard on board, we might have to be saying over 250 locations
I
in the days
so.
Ahead.
But, I'd love that.
Yeah, Richard Berkey's joining us, 79 years young, has a heart for the Lord, loves his wife Ruby, and it's neat kind of how God brought you two together. We met up, I think, about 22 or so years ago because we were starting the radio ministry and we needed some computer system for our Fisher Foozlin Tower, and I think you were up at Aaron's and Sons, and we kind of connected through, you know, trying to figure out our computer system. You were like their IT person or computer sales guy or something?
No, I was working in the farm equipment side.
Okay. So somehow we just crossed shoulders or
even
something.
Even though my name's Berkey, I was selling for a short while green equipment. Can you believe that?
Were you looked at as like the bad apple in the family or like turncoat?
I was a black sheep.
Black sheep.
That's John Deere, right?
Yeah.
Green equipment. Okay.
I
know something.
Yeah. I was with the right company several years also, okay?
The right company. Yeah.
Berkey Farm Store, that's
good.
Right.
Yeah. Good. Yeah.
Well, and your mom, Dorothy, I don't think I shared it on the front end of this program, but Dorothy Berkey, sweet Dorothy Berkey, who's in the very presence of the Lord now, but she used to come to all the Singing Men concerts with her old recorder, and she would video us from like the very beginning when the Singing Men were formed. And for many years, she would be setting up her tripod. She'd get there an hour or so early and video all the guys, and then we'd have like the audio of it. And she just was a sweet one, supported our station monthly for years and years.
So
and that's
cool.
Your mom.
That's my mother. She passed away at 94 years old.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, I had tickets for her to see Gerald Wolfe and the Greater Vision the next week after she passed away. However, she told me, she said, on her deathbed, she said, "Be sure and tell Gerald I look forward to seeing you in heaven."
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, she was a sweet saint, beloved by all, and like I said, at all the Singing Men.
Do you still have any of those? Or
some of those recordings?
Yeah.
Oh, probably somewhere.
Wow.
I think somewhere on like cassette tape. And
sure.
Yeah, she was just a sweetie, always energetic, and finished well at 94. So that means, let's see, I get a good 14, 15 years at least out of you. You got good genes.
That's where you get your energy.
Well, we'll leave that up to the Lord.
Amen.
For all of us, absolutely.
Amen. Well, excited to have you as part of our team. And I should mention the Globetrotters. That's
just a
couple of days away. So before I forget, if you haven't purchased tickets yet and you want to hear the Great News Radio Children's Choir sing a couple songs before the Globetrotters get onto the court, just 2 days away, you can still call Olivia. There's a special number, and basically it saves you $10 per ticket. You don't have to pay any of the facility fee. I think that's like $7 when you purchase tickets through the State Farm Center, and then there's a per-ticket fee, and so suddenly you go to purchase $22 tickets, and they say, well, there's a $7 fee, this $4 fee, and that'll be $33, and you're like, wait a minute, I thought the tickets were $22. Well, they're $22 if you order them through Olivia, and that's the special deal, but you have to tell her Great News Radio Children's Choir, and she'll work that all out for you. Now, there are tickets as much as like $80, courtside and everything, but depending on where you're going to sit, basically the special deal from us are $22 and up.
Now, here's a question.
Yes, a question mark.
Oh, yeah, right.
Wait, let me get this right.
Question mark. A question mark.
And okay.
Mark, I have a question. Said two different ways. What was it now? Oh, yes. I don't want to sound ignorant, but do the Globetrotters always win?
Just about.
Okay.
It's very competitive.
It is a real competition, though.
The team that they play, the Nationals, they're very good, capable basketball players.
So do they always play the Nationals?
Yeah, the Nationals kind of
like... Who are the
like,
Nationals?
Well, that's...
The losers.
Yeah,
no, go ahead.
Yeah. They're another colorful team that are very gifted basketball players.
Okay.
And they shoot a lot of good ones and can dunk and some semi-pros and former pro players. But generally, the Globetrotters come out ahead. It might be like the last second basket that they make.
Okay.
It's pretty good. But there's a lot of antics and
That's what I've heard.
Silliness that goes on through that 2 hours worth.
So the Nationals are the green shirts.
Well, I'm not sure.
I think they
have kind of a color.
Oh, I'm mixed up now.
But the decision was made that the Great News Radio Children's Choir will wear the long sleeve embroidered green shirts.
Well, the Globetrotters wear red, though.
Well, they're red, white, and blue.
Wear red. We got to be on the team that
we're
promoting. Got to get with it. That's what you do when you go to a game.
We're thinking long sleeve because it's colder out, and we don't want the children freezing down there. And so,
when you go to a game, you know, like the Illini, you wear orange. You got to be on the...
Well, we'll see. Subject to change in 2 days. But if Olivia's phone number, you can call her, and if she doesn't answer and you get her answer machine, just leave your name and your phone number, and she'll call you back. But you need to dial 678. Now, again, it's a out-of-state number, so you probably have to dial 1 and then 678-497-1869. That's 678-497-1869. And if you didn't get to write that down, you can call Karen and she'll give you the information. But when you get a hold of Olivia or you leave a message, say, Great News Radio Children's Choir, and she'll knock basically those $10 off each ticket.
That's great.
You'll get them for $22, unless you say, I want to be courtside or I want to be in the A section over here. Then there's some variance in the price. But if you're going to sit where we're all sitting,
it's
$22 and we have a big section. And we'll be singing 2 songs. There's pregame festivities and autograph sign up and a lot of fun, loud music and dancing and silliness that children of all ages enjoy.
That's fun. So
our Great News Radio Children's Choir actually is going to be joined by the Countryside School Children's Choir.
Oh, nice.
And so we'll be singing together, and then they sing the national anthem.
Oh, wow.
So,
wow. That's impressive.
That'll be all happening
kids.
About 6:30. The actual start of the Globetrotters and the Nationals are at 7, but there's pregame festivities and fun from about 6 o'clock on, but we'll be singing during the pregame activities at 6:30. So get there early, get seated, and know that the Great News Radio Children's Choir will be at 6:30. Yeah. All right, so let's see. So
I have to mention... Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Richard.
I just wanted to say, as we're running out of time, folks, don't forget, pick up your newspaper.
Right.
Prime Lifetimes,
awesome.
Okay?
Yeah.
Read us the rest of the jokes. Nobody ever was reading this anymore out loud.
Yeah.
Read some more jokes.
Oh, yeah. So here we are. This is the January edition, Section B, page 11. There's a heading called Laughing Matters. These people can submit jokes and fun things.
I'd love it if they would.
Yeah, but you...
Otherwise, they're going to read mine.
Yeah. Read yours.
Well, you liked this one, Mark, this yellow...
Oh, yeah, I like the one, I decided to boycott any company that sells things I can't afford. Jeez. Oh, that's kind of a no-brainer.
I really like Betty Schmidt's articles on different things to eat, different recipes.
She's right above that.
She really comes with some great recipes.
She does.
I've even tried them myself.
Oh, she does.
And they're great.
Yeah.
Well, Marianne was taking over this paper as our editor-in-chief, she said, look at that picture. How can you not fall in love with that Betty? And then you said she probably has one of the strongest followings. I mean, we have great content contributors.
Yeah. Rob has a great following. Rita Blockman has a great following. Betty Schmidt has an excellent following.
Yeah, you say people just love to see what she's going to put in here, and she has a sweet picture.
And you know her, don't you?
This one, there was cheesy broccoli soup and apple muffins.
I'm going to make them both.
Yeah. It's great.
Yeah.
She is such a sweetheart.
My New Year's resolution is to stop hanging out with people who ask me about my New Year's resolution. That's anonymous.
I like this one. It's good sportsmanship to not pick up lost golf balls while they're still rolling.
Mark Twain. Oh, that's classic.
Yeah, Mark Twain.
Egotist. One who is me deep in conversation.
Me deep. One who's
me deep. Oh, the hyphen in there.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do this one again. Egotist. One who is me deep in conversation. Oh, classic.
Yeah.
All right. The January edition of the Prime Life Times, which can also be had by subscribing. There's a $30 fee that basically covers first-class postage, so we can mail it right to your home or business, or you give it to, as a gift to somebody, we can send it right to them. But to get the Prime Life Times mailed to you, you can call us at 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777, and we'll be happy to send you the January edition, or you can start receiving it in February, and we'll do it for 1 year. It's 12 editions. Whenever you start, you'll get that month or whatever months you want in the days ahead, or give it out as a gift. Now, Richard, you've been reading this. This has been around, the Prime Life Times, in various forms for, I think, 28 years now. How long have you been reading this paper?
Oh, I don't remember how many years.
Long
but
time.
But it's been several years.
Yeah.
And you approached, I think, Dwayne and said, hey, I would be interested in talking with Mark about sales. Why at 79 decide to do something like this?
I like to stay busy, and especially doing things to help people.
Oh.
I like to be helpful. Yeah, you know, I do like to help the radio ministry, and I've listened to it a lot over the years, and so much I've appreciated Mark and his staff and everybody that has helped in every part of this, and just thrilled to death to be involved in the Prime Life Times, and invite everybody out there to pick that paper up. Read it, and thank you so much.
Yeah, I think we're going to continue to have a growing listenership. I would think that so many of our listeners would pick it up just because we've been reading stories and referring to it. Mm-hmm. And if you're new and you're like, what is the Prime Life Times? If you stop by primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com, or our radio station, greatnewsradio.org, and then there's a link to the Prime Life Times. But you'll see this is a great paper with lots of encouraging stories and information and puzzles and games and announcements and wonderful advertisers that have great products or services that we appreciate. They're helping pay for this paper. This is a part of our Great News Radio ministry, and this paper, with its informative, engaging, positive content, we think it will really bless people. And there's God-honoring devotional thoughts and stories. And it's a great paper that we think will keep growing. And Richard, again, thank you for being a part of our sales team. But more than sales, he's an account representative. So he goes above and beyond sales. He wants this to be a good match with your business or service. Or, for that matter, for those of you that haven't picked it up yet, he loves reading it himself, and he's trying to get it advanced in other locations where people can pick it up for free. So
just great to be involved.
Amen. And all God's people said,
amen.
Amen. Well, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Richard Berkey with the Ministry of Great News Radio and the Prime Life Times. God bless you, and have a great day and night.